This is Jim Hale, pastor of the Saratoga Chapel. I'm your pastor for today. Have you ever gotten into an argument with people in your church? And as the argument progressed, you got angrier and angrier. And there was a little voice inside your head that said, "These people are stupid. They don't know the Lord the way I know the Lord. They haven't walked with him as long as I've walked with him." And as those thoughts crowded into your head, did you find that it was difficult to love them? When this kind of spirit gets into a church, it becomes very difficult to worship the Lord. It becomes difficult to experience joy, and it kills oneness. Jesus faced a situation like that at the Last Supper. The disciples were arguing about who was greatest. And everything came to a head when Peter made this statement. Jesus had said, "All of you will fall away." And Peter said, "No. Although they all fall away, I will never fall away." Peter believed that he knew himself better than Jesus knew him. Inside of Peter was a sense of spiritual superiority. What happened? Not long afterwards, hours later, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And when Jesus looked at him the last time, the scriptures say that Peter went out and he wept bitterly. His ego was shattered. He was deeply humbled. What happened after that? Several days later, after Jesus had risen from the dead, he and Peter sat on the shores of the Lake of Galilee, and Jesus asked him a question. He said, "Peter, do you love me more than these?" He's bringing Peter right back to that night, to the other disciples. "Do you love me more than these?" And Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." But he didn't say, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you more than these." Because Peter's knowledge of himself had been transformed through that experience of being humbled. 2 more times, Jesus asked the question, "Peter, do you love me?" Each time, Peter is forced and drawn more and more down into the truth about who he really was. He began to understand his own frailty, his own weakness, and his own potential to sin, and his own need for Jesus' grace and help. I ask myself this question: have I had this kind of a change inside of self-knowledge? Have you, inside of your own heart, have you been brought by the Holy Spirit to see just how deeply you need Jesus? When this happens, there is tremendous potential in a church to experience love, joy, peace, in ways perhaps that you never have, individual and together. Have you experienced this new knowledge of yourself?